Live from RKGGF Historic Studios, I'm Sam Speck, alongside a full house today of K-State Extension agents. It is Kylie Ludwig, Barbara Ames, and Jacob Weber joining us in studio. You three, thanks so much.
Good morning, and we're glad to be here.
Plenty of things to talk about for the month of March. I know you guys have a couple of courses coming up. We've got that gardening course that we have been kind of highlighting for weeks in, week out. So we've got a lot to get to today. Again, this, of course, is brought to you by Green Acres Garden Center here as we go through our talks this morning. But one thing I wanted to hit on kind of first here is you're repping the shirt right now, Barbara. Join Walk Kansas. I want to know everything about this. I kind of, you know, we were, I remember it a little bit from last year, hearing it a little bit here and there. But let's get it all down here. When's it happening to start?
Okay, well, we've been doing Walk Kansas since 2001, so you probably do remember it from last year. It starts this year on March the 17th, and it's going to run through May the 11th. And we just want, you know, if people are wanting to feel better and have more energy, then Walk Kansas is the place to come, because walking has, or physical activity of different kinds. It's not just walking. You can do gardening and biking, and anything that'll get your heart rate up is fair game for Walk Kansas activities. And any kind of physical activity is really, really, really good for people. It helps you live longer and maintain a healthy weight and all that kind of stuff. And there's not any pill or anything that can do that as well as physical activity. We have, it is a team-based program, and that means that you're part of a six-member team, and then together you select a challenge. And this year, again, we have three different challenges. One of them is Discover the Eight Wonders of Kansas, and we're going to be, for the 8 weeks of the program, you're going to be doing about 2.5 hours of moderate activity per week in that challenge. Or if you're a little more highly motivated, challenge two is to go across country, and that's going to be 4 hours of activity a week. And then challenge three is Little Balkans to Nicodemus, and that's kind of a windy trail across Kansas, and it's going to be about 6 hours a week. So wherever you fall on the scale, you can make that challenge, get your team of six people, and register. You can register online or with paper forms that you can get from us.
Very cool. Yeah, it's a great initiative, really, is because, like you had mentioned, there's no pill, there's no exercise that really matches to just exerting energy and walking, and it's as simple as, you know, for me, I noticed this the other day. I did a full clean, and I just moved into a new house. It's a lot bigger than my my old one, so I've got a lot more to clean now, and I have a step marker on my phone. And, man, just going back and forth, up and down the stairs, cleaning left and right. I mean, I got through a lot of steps of just physical activity, of just cleaning, basically, and this is a good initiative to, you know, first of all, get outside, other easy ways, you know, to walk, like you had mentioned, gardening. I know, Jacob, that's you'll endorse that, no doubt about, when it comes to it, but what a great initiative towards it.
Yeah, it's one of the very best things you can do for your body and your mind and your spirit.
Well, and
it's
very,
get out and get moving.
You know, obviously, wear and tear wise is a big concern of a lot of individuals out there, and running on sidewalk, jogging on sidewalk, that can actually be harmful sometimes. So a walk is, you know, it's less harmful on the body, on the joints, as well as it's, you know, you can exert a lot of energy, you can burn a lot of calories with that.
That's
as
right.
Well. So it's, you need a team of six. Is there any date that you have to get the registration in by?
March the 15th is the date that we've set this year to get your registrations in. And there are t-shirts available if you want to order those along the way. And we will be offering some events and classes. I think Kylie and I actually are planning to do an online nutrition class together. That'll be something new this year that we're working on. So
very cool.
People can take advantage of that.
Very cool. So again, let me, you know, you said you have three different challenges here.
Right.
Is it three different destinations that you go to walk towards, or kind of, I mean, how does it all work with those three different challenges there?
Well, it used to be we just walked across Kansas, but people kind of wanted something different. So we've laid out kind of different trails, and they're virtual trails. Mm-hmm. And we have an online reporting system that you have access to do your reporting when you track your minutes. And you can see there in the system where you're going and stops along the way. And it's pretty interesting just to learn about towns and things along the way. Do you have anything to add to that, Kylie?
Let's say if your team is really excited and they meet their challenge, you just keep going. So some challenges go to Chicago. Once you finish the regular challenge, they might go off towards the West Coast. They put a lot of different spins on it to make it exciting and make you keep going.
Yeah, it seems almost kind of endless, you know, with it. It just how much do you want to challenge yourself, the team, as well as get past those goals and again,
right,
almost mindlessly exercise and live a little healthier with
right.
it.
And everybody gets a weekly newsletter that has information on health and wellness and stress management and nutrition. And then there's a recipe that's included in each one. And, of course, we do have access to that interactive online reporting system. And then, as I mentioned, local events and classes and things like that that go along with it. So you have accountability from that team base and just a motivation to get out and get moving. And it's really, really healthy. And even better, it's fun.
Yeah, a fun activity, I'm sure, with that. And again, for maybe listeners just tuning in or maybe couldn't quite get to a pen and paper, how do they register? Is it online? Do you call? Or what do you do with that?
You can register online at walkkansasonline.org, or you can call Lisa at our Independence office, and her phone number is 620-331-2690.
Great, easy, and you know, very just easy is a great way to put it. Initiative is because you're doing so much, and like you had mentioned, Barbara, it's a lot of fun to do.
It
really is to get involved with that. As many ways to mindlessly exercise, to go out, to exert energy, as we just mentioned a moment ago, gardening with that. And Jacob, we've got a gardening course that we've been kind of segueing into and previewing for the last couple of weeks here, but it's coming up. Is it next week or is it this weekend?
It starts next week. Monday will be in Fredonia. Tuesday will be in Parsons. Wednesday in Independence, and Thursday in Girard. And looks like we're starting to generate a little bit of interest. We actually may have a few folks to talk to.
There we go.
Actually, it'd probably be a little bit more than that but it is still, you can show up. You don't have to pre-register or anything. But if you would just call the office and let us know you're coming, that would be greatly appreciated. That way we can be a little bit more prepared. It's targeted. The target audience is 4-H age individuals. However, we have quite a few adults that are very interested, and they're more than welcome to attend as well. So we'll target the audience when we see them. We'll adjust our discussion, but we'll have James Coover talking about soils, soil fertility management. Jerry Geerin will be talking about composting. And I will be talking about garden pests, and also we'll be sharing information about gardening tips and techniques. So that's everybody's welcome. We schedule it during spring break for an alternative activity for kids, and also just an opportunity since they're not involved with school activities, it'll be a little bit easier for the 4-H age students and any student to attend this very interesting program.
Yeah, it's something to keep them entertained, certainly, right? I mean, you've got a long week of spring break. I know when I was enjoying spring break, it wasn't necessarily my biggest influence to go and learn something, but I was always interested in doing like some class or some course or something like that to keep myself entertained. And this is an easy way to get, you know, two birds with the same stone. You learn a whole heck of a lot. I was going to say, you know, tips and techniques. Jacob, you give that left and right, let alone that you have a segment for it. But, you're going to learn a lot from the individuals that are there. And then again, does it stretch? Is it just the first couple of days, or when does it stretch through next week?
We're doing it. The event is four different individual events. It's the same thing.
Okay.
We're just repeating it in four locations. And it'll start at 9 o'clock in the morning and go approximately 2 hours, maybe not quite that long. It all depends on how restless the kids get. How fast we can deliver our information. We're also going to have a pumpkin growing contest, if I can pronounce the word correctly, a pumpkin contest, and we'll have the 4-H agents will be spearheading that one. We'll have information about that as well, and that is to encourage gardening. And of course, gardening works very well with physical activity, and also it has a lot of other benefits in addition to growing your own food, a lot of health benefits as well, and stress relief.
Yeah, certainly. Well, you had mentioned it's coming up next week, but if anybody's got questions or, you know, maybe they're interested in actually coming and attending to these, is there a number that they can call to get that information?
Any of the Wildcat Extension offices, the one in Independence, of course, Kylie mentioned the number, 620-331-2690. The Fredonia office, I'm going to make a wild guess, is 783-2167, 620-783-378-2167.
There we go.
I got the right.
You got so many of them in there. I'll tell you what, you probably get them jumbled up sometimes.
We'll get the Girard office, 724-8233, and the Altamont office, 784-5337.
Great
right,
stuff.
Kylie.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, great stuff. Again, coming up next week, another thing to get the kids involved with over spring break. And real quick, before we send it off to the top of the hour here, I really want to hit on this next segment, the eating healthy on a budget. I think that's a good thing that we can dive into a little bit deeper here. But you guys got packets on packets of healthy living over there. Is there any other just little tidbits that they can put out there that kind of go along with Walk Kansas and things that they can do maybe to prepare or maybe that they can do on a daily basis? Something that people, again, can do to, you know, live a little healthier, a little easier on a daily basis, because it truly is, you know, kind of an easy thing to exert energy.
Well, something I was just looking at here says that physicians actually say that if walking were a pill, it would be the most widely prescribed medication.
Really?
And that's why we do Walk Kansas, is just to give people a motivation to get out and get active and improve their health. And one of the other components besides the physical activity is also healthy eating. You know, a lot of people don't eat enough fruits and vegetables, and research just shows that our eating habits are directly related to our risk for chronic disease, and fruits and vegetables have lots of antioxidants and phytochemicals and all those good things that keep us healthy. So we do have encourage people to track their fruits and vegetables along with Walk Kansas as well.
That's a pretty good tip along with that, because, yeah. I mean, your body, you'll definitely know when you've been eating poorly and you start going out and exerting a whole lot, of energy. Your body will let you know that that you haven't been eating the best. That's a pretty good tip to keep in mind. And always, I've always found this is easier to chart things as well. Chart whether it's the amount of exercise that you made, what you ate, what went along with it. So just some good things to keep in mind. And again, we will talk more about eating healthy on a budget. That's something I'm very interested in, for as well as some gardening tips and techniques from Jacob, all on the other side of the break. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.